Excuse me? Can you please hold the door? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm already running so behind schedule, and this elevator takes forever. Can you believe they only have one for this entire building? You'd think that they would have more. You too. Isn't it just the worst? I can't stand when people hold me up. It's my biggest pet peeve. And then for me to be the reason why everything is late, it's the worst. Oh, that's right. That would be helpful. I'm heading to the 23rd floor. Yeah, I guess a little high up there. Oh, but not as high as you. 33rd, huh? What floor is that? Analytics? Oh, that sounds really fun. No, I'm sorry. I'm definitely not knocking what you do, but I could never do something like that. I'm on the research team. Fair enough. Well, at least it looks like they hired the right people for the jobs. I'm Mia. What's your name? It's nice to meet you. What was that? Did the lights just flicker? Did the elevator just stop moving? Oh. Well, this is frustrating. Just adds to our already late day, huh? Hey, are you okay? Oh, I see. No, I understand. Here, why don't you take off your coat so you don't heat up, okay? And it looks like you have an undershirt on, so maybe take off your button-up, too. No, it's okay. I understand. I'm going to try distracting you, okay? Okay. No, it's okay. I know that you don't mean anything by it. Go ahead and take off your belt, too. I know it feels all confining, so just get comfy and breathe, okay? So long as you don't get naked here, I think it's all going to be all right. Anyway, breathe. Distractions. So I'm going to just tell you about what started me on this late start to the day. It was my cat running out the front door. He's strictly an indoor kitty, so of course he was eager to try catching the birds out on the porch. And his name? It's Salem. I know, it isn't very creative, but I mean, he is a little black cat, and it fits him. He's sassy and very particular with people that he likes. I'm his favorite, of course, but anyways. So there I go, chasing after him with my protein shake in one hand and my research report in another. And look, running in heels, even if they're short, isn't ideal. Luckily enough, though, he eventually saw a bird and stopped moving immediately because he was on the hunt. So I was able to scoop him right up. But in chasing after him, I spilled my shake all over my top and pants. It was a chocolate and peanut butter one. I can't do any other flavors. My protein shakes basically have to be dessert for me to want to drink them. Okay, back to the story though, because it doesn't end there. So after I get him settled in with some treats, of course he still deserved treats. He is my precious little fur baby after all. Would he like you? That's a very good question. He's picky. No one that comes to visit can get a good pet on him. But I could give you some catnip to give to him. He'd rub all over you for it and meow and purr. Okay, so where was I? That's right, so I settled him in with some treats. And then I had to go change, but I don't have any other pants. So here I am with my last clean thing, which is this ridiculous skirt, which isn't ideal for a research lab, but we will make do. In the middle of changing, though, I hear a crash in the kitchen, and guess who knocked over my cookie jar? Yep, Salem. He's such a little needy and bratty troublemaker, but I do love him. Animals take after their humans. So what you're suggesting is that I'm needy, bratty, and a troublemaker. Look, we just met and you're already throwing some cruel accusations towards me. No, it's okay. I don't mind you teasing me. Of course he's adorable and cute. That's how he gets away with all of his antics. Adorable and cute. Thank you. Okay, so can I be honest? Well, when I saw you in the elevator, I swear my cheeks must have turned a bright red because I thought you were really cute. Yes, seriously. My heart was going a little pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Well, come on, look at you. You were all dressed up. Hey, I suggested removing all those to help ease your nerves. Which, how are you holding up? Good. I'm glad. You like the smell of my perfume? Well, at least I don't smell like chocolate and peanut butter anymore. And I hope it's not too strong. I try to not spray too much on. Oh. Well, good. I'm glad you like it. I look shy. Well, now maybe I'm the one getting a little nervous. You're right. I shouldn't be getting nervous when you literally told me that I was a needy brat. Oh, that's right. Can't forget, also a troublemaker. I swear, my intentions were all pure when I suggested you take off your shirt. I wonder how long it'll be for them to get this thing running again. No, I don't necessarily have anything pressing to do. I mean, my research is always pressing, but I guess it was just in the cards to not be on time today. What sign am I? I feel like there's a meme joke in here somewhere. But, I'm a Virgo. You? Oh. Well, I don't really know if our signs mingle well together. I'm not very good with the whole zodiac stuff, so. Okay. I'll take your word for it. You want some snacks? If you get to know me more, you'll come to find I always have some sort of snack on me. I'm perpetually hungry. Yeah, I think I'd like to get to know you more too. You want some water? Oh, you're right. We don't exactly know how long we'll be here. Might be better to stay a little dehydrated. You know, I know that this is not your ideal situation, but I think it's a little cozy in here. Okay, maybe not cozy is the right word, but I don't know. It's quiet. I don't think I've been in some good standstill silence in a while. Yeah, I'm going to sit down. Well, I'm just trying to get comfy here. You want to sit next to me? Here. There you are. Do you mind if I rest my head on your shoulder while we wait? Thank you. You want to hold my hand? Yeah, that actually sounds really nice. I'm really happy I met you too. Yes, I will tell you more about Salem. But first, let me just enjoy the silence for a second, okay? Thank you. No, nothing. It just, that feels good. What you're doing with your finger, circling it on my palm like that, it's sending tingles up and down my arms. Yeah, my hands are kind of sensitive. You're feeling nervous again? Do you need more distractions? I know, it is getting hotter in here. Here, let me... I'm gonna take my coat off and my blouse. I have an undershirt on, so... Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to cover up a bright blue bra, so I'm sure you can see it even under the undershirt. Just be a gentleman, okay? Oh. Is this a good distraction? Hey, eyes up here. That's worse? How is it worse? My lips? What about them? Whoa, okay, hold on there. Look, this just... You're really hot, and you're also, I know you're nervous being here and probably locking onto some sexual tension, and I'm sure that's helping distract you, but I don't normally do stuff like this, and did you just say please? Don't look at me like that, like you want to devour me. God, bad choice of words. Fuck, you're strong. Just grabbing me and forcing me to straddle you like that. You want me to make you feel good? Please don't say please again. You want me to make you feel good. Okay. You want this? Rolling my hips against you. My legs on either side of you. Squeezing you like this. My skirt. All hiked up, my ass hanging out and against your thighs. Grab me. Okay. Is this helping? Do you want to kiss me? To taste my lips? I like this. Hovering my mouth over yours. Can you feel my breath? Hot against your lips? Your mouth tastes good. You want a kiss? If you want it that badly. You're gonna have to take it from me, so come on, take it. You bit me a little hard there. That made up for it. Grind me harder against you. Squeeze my ass and push me down against that hard dick I can feel pressing against your pants. Shoving through my undies. Fuck. Oh. We better get these pants off of you before I end up ruining them. You don't care? Fuck. That's so much hotter. Do you want to have my cum all over your crotch? Want everyone to know what you did to me in this elevator? What I did to you? You keep eyeing my tits. So why don't you just pull my shirt and bra down? And... oh, come on. Don't just look at them. Taste them. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, rocking against you. Oh. Your hot mouth and tongue on my nipple. And your hand pinching my other one. Fuck. Did you just bite me? No. That's fine. I'm leaning back so I can do that. And pull your zipper down. Pull your dick out for me. And let me just pull my panties to the side. Oh, perfect. Rub that dick against my clit. Do you have a condom? Oh, God, that's... no, it's fine, then. Here, use my hand. Maybe both hands, actually. I might have soaked through my panties the moment I saw you, so you have a lot to work with here. Just keep forcing me to stroke you. Show me what you like. Good, yes. Squeeze my palms around you. Oh, and keep hitting my clit with the tip of your dick. Just like that. Hug. God, I wish I could feel you inside me. We really shouldn't, especially without protection. No, I'm not on the pill, so... Oh, it would be so fucking risky. But if I could, I would ride your dick until your cum shot deep into my cunt. Oh, fuck. I wish I could feel you stretch me. Feel you so deep that it hurts just a little. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how fucking wet I am? Can you see it? Yes. Rub that hot dick of yours right between my pussy lips. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, yeah. Rub my clit with your thumb. Harder. Fuck. Grind it into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. How fucking badly do you want to be inside me? Tell me you want to bury that cock in me. Fuck me here on this elevator floor. God, I hope there are cameras. I hope they can see me humping and riding your dick. How fucking hot you are, making me wet for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck it. I don't care. I need you inside me. Please, God, please, please just fucking stick your dick inside me. Please. Oh. Oh, my God. Holy. Fuck, yes. Yes, yes, yes. God. You are so perfect. Your dick feels so fucking perfect inside me. I'm gonna ride you now. Ride you and fuck you until you shoot that big load inside me. Until you coat my pussy with your hot fucking cum. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Grab my tit and fucking grind your thumb into my clit. Holy shit. Fuck. God. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, fuck. It feels so fucking good. Fuck. Please. God. Please. Oh my God. Yeah. Shoot your nut inside me. Fucking unload your cum into me. Oh, fuck. Please. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Oh. Holy shit. Holy shit. Fuck. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Fuck, you're stretching my pussy out so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I want your fucking cum inside me. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna fucking stop until you unload in me. I'm gonna fucking ride you. Oh my God. Oh, oh, oh my God. Holy shit. Faster. Run my clit faster. Oh, oh my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking creep all over your cock. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Strangers cunt and this little fucking cunt. Good. Fuck. Make me yours. Make me yours. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I can. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can fucking feel it. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. My God. That was fucking something. Just stay here for a second. Inside me, and let me
just rest my eyes and catch my breath for a moment. If I fall asleep, just wake me up when the elevator starts back up, okay? Yeah, I think we're definitely gonna have to do this again sometime. Maybe not in the elevator though. And maybe next time you can come in my ass. I like that shocked look on your face.